We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And our friend Mike Anthony, sports columnist extraordinaire for the Hartford Courant. Mick, thanks for getting up a little earlier than normal for being on. I appreciate it.
Hey, buddy. Good to be with you.
What did you make of Randy Etzel's rather bizarre answer to the last question of the press conference on Tuesday?
Yeah, I just think he's frustrated. I thought he handled the press conference relatively well right up until that last 20 seconds or something there, Joe, when he was asked about scheduling UCF out into the future. I think that it might have just been a sign that he's frustrated with everything going on. This was all thrust upon him. Obviously, he wasn't a fan of having to go independent, and there's all kinds of frustrations that come with that and all kinds of complications that now come with his job. And he's trying to boil his job down to, look, we have a winnable game this week, and there's 8 games left on this schedule. And I think he's trying to get these kids, just get these kids to focus on that and just worry about the only thing he can control right now, which is this season and this upcoming game. So he certainly didn't handle it well. I think he's got to understand that there's consequences to how you present yourself and what you say up at the podium. And there's a lot of eyeballs on UConn football right now, not necessarily for the good, for the best reasons. So, I think he's got to do a better job of selling some things and representing the program when he's up there. But I do understand why he's frustrated and why he certainly has no interest in talking about a schedule moving forward. But part of what complicated it, obviously, was that the week before he was more than willing to talk about his desire to schedule Central Florida out into the future. So when he was asked by Neil Ostrad of the Journal Inquirer about scheduling USF, a team they have some pretty rich history with and some pretty incredible moments against it made sense. People want to know. No one has any idea who's on the schedule next year other than 3 or 4 opponents who have been announced who were announced a long time ago, but I'm sure Randy would tell you, like he kind of intimated, that that's not his deal. Talk to the athletic director, because that's where the scheduling takes place. So look, he didn't handle the moment well, but I do understand kind of the frustrating spot he's in.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't know how much input he has in the schedule going forward. So I'm sure
it's a really complicated puzzle from what I've come to understand about scheduling. I mean, games are agreed upon officially and then not done contractually. And it's just a bunch of moving puzzle pieces, one affecting the next. And look, most of these teams have, as you know, Joe, have a schedule set years in advance.
Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah. So UConn's in a position where it's having to parachute in to the college football world, so to speak, and say, hey, can you break up a few games so we can get a few on the schedule? It's not easy. And, David Benedict did say back in June when all this broke that it wouldn't be long before he'd have some news on the scheduling front. Well, it's been a few months now. So, I think it'd be good for everybody involved, fans, coaches, and the athletic department as a whole to assuming they're close to getting these 12 games done for next year, to come out with some news on that front, so Randy doesn't have to answer it and we don't have to keep asking and fans don't have to keep wondering what the product is. And more importantly, if they're working towards a TV contract, Joe, obviously any TV entity needs to know what type of product they're going to be investing money in. So who's going to be on the field with UConn? It's all really important stuff. But again, going back to Randy, the only thing important to him is playing USF this week, and I get that.
I think tomorrow is a huge game. The fact that they're 10-point underdogs at home to a team that's 1-3, to me, is shocking. But if you win that game tomorrow, you might go 5-7. You lose that game tomorrow, you might go 2-10.
I couldn't agree more, Joe. It's got a huge swing game feel to it. This game could send them in one of two directions. I mean, they've lost, 19 in a row to FBS opponents?
Right.
South Florida hasn't beaten an FBS opponent in a while. They have their own dubious streak going, from what I understand. So, they're underdogs, and probably for a good reason, but it is a winnable game. And if you win that game, you have something to latch onto. You change the trajectory a little bit, and you start to think that, maybe 3, 4, 5 wins are possible. There are a few winnable games out there Now, I don't think you're going to win every winnable game, but if you can get something going a little bit here, start the engine, so to speak, maybe you're more likely to pick a few off. Because, yeah, if you get to 1-4 now, you know, it looks like you'd get to 1-5, 1-6. And, you know, as I've written a couple times, you need to try and avoid this here we go again feel, because 1-11 really didn't taste very good.
No, not at all. We've only got about a minute left. It will seem like a month between games in the WNBA finals. And I think that doesn't matter. I think the only thing that matters is the condition of Elena Deladon's back.
Yeah, what an interesting scenario. And everything in this series with the Connecticut Sun looking for their first title in 17 years since they moved up from Orlando with Nekeisha Sales on board, and Mike Thibeau on the other side, the Suns coach for 10 years, looking for his title. And man, can the guy catch a break in the finals? When he took the Sun to the finals in 2004, they lost to a better team. They were kind of the underdog who made the finals. They lost to a better team in Seattle. When he took the Sun to the finals in 2005, they were arguably the best team in the league, but one of their best players, Lindsey Whalen, was hurt.
Right.
Last year, he gets the Mystics to the finals, still looking for his first title. Deladon was fighting through injuries. And now this, Deladon going out with the herniated disc. I mean, can the guy play with a full deck on the biggest stage? It's really unfortunate. But you got to give the Sun credit, too, to go down there and to win game two and kind of save the series.
Yeah.
On the back of Jonquel Jones was huge for them, and Kurt Miller's done a heck of a job down there.
He's a terrific coach. He's a good guy, too. Really good guy, too. Mickey, thanks for getting up. I'll see you tomorrow morning at the Rent.
You got it, buddy.
All right. Mike Anthony does a great job writing for The Current.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.